A broadly accepted definition of sustainability is that put forward by the Brundtland Commission, convened by the United Nations in 1987, which stated that sustainable development, I quote, meets the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs, unquote. To those who attempted to give operational meaning to this intuitively sensible definition, it soon became clear that sustainability was not a goal to be reached, but rather a balance to be maintained across space and time, in which there were complex interactions at play between the environment, the economy, institutions, and human values. A good practical example of sustainability at work is the Nordic countries' approach to budgetary management. These countries have been running, by and large, budget surpluses for many years because they face an aging population. The state must save now to ensure future pensions and social protections. Citizens of Nordic countries have agreed for their governments to spend less than they collect in taxes today, so that the standard of living of future generations will not be jeopardized. Thus, contrary to the habits of many other industrial countries, which, over the past few decades, and with particular intensity since the 2008-2009 financial crisis, have run budget deficits and accumulated rising levels of public debt, the Nordics have integrated into management of public finances the notion that present generations cannot compromise the ability of future generations to meet their own needs, and have done so with the full support of voters. This example highlights the importance of good governance that has earned public trust in finding solutions appropriate to specific problems of sustainability. More recently, environmental concerns have figured prominently in discussions about sustainability and sustainable development, with economists and policymakers highlighting the importance of economic growth for promoting rising living standards and further reducing poverty, and environmentalists arguing that the benefits of growth should be viewed against the background of pressures on limited resources. This is how a British economist put it. Quote, "With the environmental situation reaching crisis point, however, it is time to stop pretending that mindlessly chasing economic growth is compatible with sustainability." Unquote. This debate raises complex issues concerning sustainable consumption and production, the distribution of wealth and increasing income disparities, the distinction between growth and development, to which I will refer to later, and the extent to which growth is necessary for prosperity. Underlying all of this is the issue of governance, how we manage the planet we live on, the diverse societies and cultures humanity has evolved, and the globalized economy that provides our material needs in all their complexity and at their multiple levels of operation, to go from where we are now towards a sustainable and equitable future. There are two central questions at the heart of the debate on the meaning and implications of sustainable development. First is the issue of what has actually happened to development during the past half a century. Starting with the period immediately following the creation of the United Nations in 1945, the question is, what have been the fruits of economic development, and is humanity better off today? 1945 was when economic and social development began to be seen as a special responsibility of the international community. The World Bank and the International Monetary Fund were created in 1944 as the two premier international financial organizations charged with the task of promoting development. The aim of the IMF is, and I'm quoting from the IMF's Articles of Agreement, the founding charter, to facilitate the expansion and balanced growth of international trade and to contribute thereby to the promotion and maintenance of high levels of employment and real income, and to the development of the productive resources of all members as private objectives of economic policy, unquote. Under the United Nations, a system of national accounts was created which made it possible to compile internationally comparable economic statistics. This in turn moved the debate on development from heated and often misinformed ideological struggles based on faith and opinion to more objective exchanges anchored in hard numbers and quantitative indicators. The second question addresses the more fundamental issue of whether humanity, notwithstanding progress achieved during the post-war period, is presently on a sustainable development path, as defined by the Brundtland Commission. While the answers to these questions are complex, the debate has acquired a renewed urgency in recent years, with many voices suggesting that the future of the planet is in the balance.